找一个舒适的姿势躺下，慢慢的闭上眼，眼睛轻轻的合上，就想将你与外面的世界隔离开，让你的身体自然的躺在你所想的位置上。你的呼吸慢慢的调整为腹部呼吸，你的呼吸慢慢的放轻松，你有可能感觉到自己的呼吸越来越深，越来越慢，越来越深。现在你感觉到你的呼吸越来越深，越来越慢，越来越深，越来越慢。在你的身体慢慢的进入状态的时候，你听着我的声音，即便一些吵杂的声音闯入你的耳里，外界的喧闹声，这些噪音却离你越来越远，就像那些所有的一切轻轻的慢慢的。或者这些声音可以协助你更自然地进入到催眠的状态中，你的意识有时徘徊在你的身体的感觉上，有时徘徊在我的声音上，我的音量和我的声音的旋律上，你的意识任凭自己失去控制，完全听任自己去体验着放松的感觉，让这舒服的感觉透过你的脸，包裹住你脸上的所有肌肉，静静地当这份轻松蔓延到身体的所有肌肉，同时你感觉到一些不同的感受从身体里显露出来，你的每一次呼吸都是在消灭那些令人不安的想法和黑暗的画面，这些都将被那些舒适的感觉代替，你全身的肌肉都被这种舒适的感觉包围，静静地随着这种舒适的感觉，你的身体变沉了，越来越沉，你感觉这种重量好像很舒服地把你的身体浸入到你躺着的地方，沉得舒服，就像所有的烦恼、忧虑和不舒适都被减轻了。在你的身体和精神很进入舒服的状态下，你现在可能要做个选择，你是要选感到自己是放松的，或者是选自己可以放松的感觉，还是让你的身体放松的去感觉。当你利用这种放松的感觉带给你快乐的时候，你的思想和你的身体记得要让自己比刚才更深入的放松，除非你不让你的潜意识去调整你的放松程度。为了加强这种放松状态，为了更好地享受这深度的放松，让你的身体得到更多的感觉，这种放松的感觉继续它的进度，它延续到你的手臂，任凭它直达手臂的肌肉里，你的手肘、你的前臂、你的手腕，直到你的手和你的每一个手指尖，你的手臂变得越来越沉，很沉。你感到一种失重的感觉，沉得舒服，你的双腿变得放松，很沉，沉得足够可以保证你继续的更深入的放松，静静的，你的大腿，你的膝盖，你的双腿，直至你的脚，你的脚踝，你的脚跟和你的每个脚趾头都全部的很彻底的放松。当你的身体继续的放松着、更新着、修复着， 恢复着的时候，你的神经系统也可能在休眠着，让它放松着，和让所有的细胞可以更新着。而在你的脑休息的时候，你慢慢地滑进着变化中的意识区，在这里这些脑电波都变得缓慢，而你安静地进入你的内心深处，就像你用眼睛往里看，接替着往里看，还越进越深。你喜欢这种深度的宁静和舒适在你的身体里安置的感觉，它好像在你的身体里却又软，就像你的潜意识在更新着它。这种放松的状态，深深的放松感布满全身，慢慢的越来越深，也越来越慢。现在你的身体和你的精神都在休眠中，你的潜意识却是醒着的，可以听到所有的催眠指令。你可以听到我从十数到一，轻轻的、慢慢的数，可以让你信下去，信得更深。你的脑动电波的节奏，为了达到一个慢的节奏、有意的节奏、一个催眠的节奏，十、九、八，数字越小，脑波越慢。七、六、五，在这半放松和半催眠状态下，四、三，快要迷睡了，催眠后的二、一。
Present Perfect Simple Glossary. Have you ever? Grammar. Present Perfect Simple. In English, we use the present perfect simple to refer to an action that started in the past and continues in the present.It focuses on the result of an action. The pattern is have or has plus past participle. Example, I have always lived here. Since last summer, I have not put on weight. A few times, markers accompany the present perfect tense, such as not yet, already, just. Examples.He hasn't arrived yet. I have already had lunch. They have just gotten married. We usually use the present perfect simple when we refer to figures, ordinal or cardinal numbers. Example, we have sold 200 concert tickets today. It is the second time I have seen this movie. Gone and been. When you use gone,You explain the reason of someone's absence. Example, Michael is not here. He's gone to New York. When you use been, you refer to someone who came back but was somewhere else at some time in the past. Example, Margaret has been to Africa. Time markers ever and never. Ever. We use ever in questions.To ask if the person experienced something once in their lives. Example, Have you ever been to the United States? Have you ever watched this movie? We use ever in positive statements to mean at any time. It can be used to refer to past, present, and future situations. Example, It is the most beautiful sunset I have ever seen. Never. We use never for negative statements, to refer to an action which never occurred before. Example, I've never met your manager. Never ever. Never ever is used when you want to insist on never. Example, never ever tell me lies. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Have you ever?
Today, let's play a little game. I have a little quiz with very serious questions you have to answer.
Are you being ironic?
Sarah wants to volunteer. That's perfect. Let's start. Sarah, have you ever been to Africa?
No, I've never been. But I've been to Asia and South America several times.
Have you ever watched the Weather Channel?
I did once, by mistake.
Have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
Of course, for exams and parties as well.
Have you ever dyed your hair blonde?
Never. I mean, totally. I've had streaks in my hair.
Have you ever been skinny dipping?
Oh no, I can't. I'm too self-conscious. I'm bashful about being in states of undress already. I could never do this.
Okay. Have you ever locked your keys in your car or in your house?
Never. It has never happened to me until now.
Have you been lost?
I don't have a very good sense of direction, so it happened quite many times.
Have you ever cheated on an exam?
I did when I was in high school. I was really bad at math. I was just trying to get an average mark.
That's history now, don't worry. Have you ever felt like dying from embarrassment?
I can't tell you, but it happened to me once. One time only, and I can still remember, quite vividly.
Have you ever confessed a crush?
I have twice. During my high school years, I asked my crush out. The first year, he turned me down. I was devastated. But the year after, I asked him out, and we've been going out for almost 6 years now.
Congratulations! Now, here's the last question, not too personal. Sarah, have you ever pretended to speak a language you don't know?
I've done that. It's not something I'm proud of, but I was happy going away with it. I was holidaying overseas with my cousin, and at a private party we met two fellow countrymen who did not speak the language. They were gross, so we acted as if we were from the country we were in. They left us alone because they didn't know the language at all. My cousin complimented me on my gibberish.
Okay, very good. Who's next? Patrick? Here you go. Question number one.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.